Blackstone Audio presents The Time of Their Lives, the Golden Age of Great American Book Publishers, Their Editors and Authors, by Al Silverman. The dedication reads, For Rosa, with love. And Yet the Books, by Czeslaw Milosz. And yet the books will be there on the shelves, separate beings, that appeared once, still wet as shining chestnuts under a tree in autumn, and, touched, coddled, began to live, in spite of fires on the horizon, castles blown up, tribes on the march, planets in motion. We are, they said, even as their pages were being torn out, or a buzzing flame licked away their letters, so much more durable than we are, whose frail warmth cools down with memory, disperses, perishes. I imagine the earth when I am no more. Nothing happens, no loss. It's still a strange pageant, women's dresses, dewy lilacs, a song in the valley. Yet the books will be there on the shelves, well-born, derived from people, but also from radiance, heights. Translated from the Polish by Czeslaw Milosz and Robert Haas. Introduction. In May 2003, my wife Rosa and I were packing our belongings, preparing to move from our house in the country, where we had spent 38 happy years, to an apartment in New York City. The new owner, we insisted, would have to give us 6 months to properly deal with, well, a lifetime of memories. So there we were, up in our lavishly disordered attic, where we once saw a raccoon walking away from us with a snarl on his face, as if we were intruding in his house. Old scraps of paper kept falling out of mildewed paper bags that had been in our attic for years and years. One fragment that I had long forgotten about fluttered to my feet. It was a Kirkus review of an anthology I had assembled from pieces plucked out of the Book of the Month Club news over the years. The book was published by Little Brown in 1986, at the time of the club's 60th anniversary. Reading that review, it was a favorable one. I thought, gee, am I having an epiphany? Several friends over these late years of my life, wanting to see me toiling again, had suggested that I write a memoir. Well, I never wanted to write a memoir. Too many people are writing memoirs, especially now that they can get their book, even if they only want a single copy, printed in 3 minutes on Jason Epstein's espresso book machine. There's more about Jason and his espresso in Chapter 10 on Random House. As we went on stripping our attic, I attacked a group of magazines that I would definitely take with me to New York. Over the years, I'd collected first issues of magazines, final ones, too, when ill fate struck. I found myself holding an oversized first edition as gently as I could.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?